you know, it's
in my mind, it's open. I'm really downstairs at the Clown Lounge.
Yes. Of course you are. I love the Turf Club.
You know what's a great thing? If you're a First Ave member like I am, you can go to the Clown... Well, I'm giving away a secret here, but, you know, you can go to the Clown Lounge, say, like, before a show because it opens, you know, before the doors open.
Right.
And then you can be like, oh, hey, I'm going to go... I'm going to get first in line because I'm a member. And then you can grab a table at the Turf Club and have a table seat for your favorite show.
Yeah.
So think about that. Become a member at First Ave.
Yeah.
Get a table at the Turf Club.
You're welcome, world.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's a good, you know, sometimes you guys ever like to go, sometimes you like to be up front and dancing, and then sometimes, you know, you like, like at the Fine Line. Sometimes it's nice to just take it all in at a table.
You need a home base.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
Especially if you're rogue like me and I like dancing with, you know, strangers and going all over the place.
Yeah,
I need a place that like my significant other is going to post at that is going to be like where I rally. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I get my liquids. Where I get back out there, leave my coat.
Agree.
Totally.
Agree. Okay. Sakura Blue, people, it is June 11th.
Mm.
And if you were one of the people who was learning French while you were watching the 5-part thriller Lupin on Netflix, did we all watch that?
No.
I watched maybe one or two episodes.
Okay. Oh, right. You didn't watch the whole five.
No, I know.
It's only five. It stars Omar Sy, and the whole thing is filmed in Paris, and it's kind of James Bondish, kind of this way, and but we're learning French, and it's thrilling and exciting. And anyway, the second season, which maybe it's five again, I don't know, drops today. So if you've never watched it and you need a new show, and you like kind of an espionage, Jack Ryan, you know, Mission Impossible, if you like that. This is set in Paris, and it is great.
Oh, really?
And you're learning French.
Yeah, there
just
you
like
go.
Just like with Call My Agent, we were learning French.
I'm sure you're retaining a lot of it.
Oh, sacré bleu.
I've noticed that was one saying that you got down.
So, anyway, so that's exciting. And then, I don't know, Brittany, if you're caught up, did you watch your Double Housewives this week, New York and Beverly Hills?
Of course I did. And you and I have feelings on that.
Okay, let's just go through this.
Yeah.
Did you expect to, or maybe you haven't fallen in love, but I know I did. I didn't expect to, but I have fallen head over heels for Kathy Hilton.
Oh my God.
I'm Beverly Hills Housewives, and here
she's so quirky.
She is the most quirky rich white woman I've ever seen on television.
It was the amount of trouble she gets into in just day-to-day life is hilarious. And she's so authentic and never wears her glasses, so she doesn't even know when they're filming. And the things she says, and she never knows what's going on with the drama. And thank goodness, because the drama is so ridiculously... It's a nice break from what they're dealing with. Kathy Hilton is... everything.
I mean, that first episode, I'm like, what? She's really quite odd.
Yeah.
But in a, like a good way anyway. So
I know.
Right, so you like her. I do too.
I love her. I mean, and especially because like we were talking about this season.
And think about her. She's been married to Rick Hilton. I think Kathy Hilton is like 63, 64. I think she's 10 years older than Kyle. She's the oldest of the, because it's Kathy, then Kim Richards, who was on Housewives, and then Kyle.
Okay.
It's a 10-year difference. Anyway, but she has been married since she was like 20 or 21 to Rick Hilton.
And they remind me of you and Casey. They love each other. Like,
she and
fully
Rick?
Through. Yeah, she said, this is my first girls trip. I've never left Rick. Why would I leave Rick? Me and Rick always vacation together. Like...
that to me is bizarre.
I mean, well, you are living that life. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I've not been married to somebody for 40 years.
It's the same thing where I'm like 2 years in and I'm like, I could go on a vacation without Justin.
But like Kathy is never like, this has been like, she is worldly, but small town at the same time.
I know. And like, she has to have a big box fan when she sleeps. Like nothing, like not like a little sound machine. She needs, I need a big box fan. She likes to, what was she drinking, a Red Bull at like 11 at night in bed?
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what you're drinking?
I thought it was something else.
No, she was. And so, there's just something wild.
It explains Paris a little bit.
Oh, so much so. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a down-to-earth about her, and then there's also a ridiculousness about her.
Yeah.
And I just, like, she's one of those people you, I don't think you could meet and not remember that interaction.
I think it was, I forget who the, what the gal's name was from Happy Endings, the actress.
Oh.
Wendy Rose. Or,
yeah. I can't remember her name either.
Anyway, she said to Andy Cohen the other night, she's like, you had Kathy Hilton all along for all these years and you made us suffer through Teddy.
I know, but you know what? She has come in at a time that we've needed her most.
Yes, and I think she did it because she was pandemic bored.
I think so too. I think that's the only reason she did it at all. And even this, go on this trip. Yeah. She's like, I'm bored. I might as well.
Can be with my sister. And, you know, because she had beef. Did you ever watch that Kyle Richards show, that American Woman or American Wife?
But I remember they weren't talking for like a couple years.
It was so good, and Alicia Silverstone was...
And why didn't it get picked up, or why did it get canceled?
You know, I think they didn't know how to market it. I can't remember what station it was on, but it was very much a snapshot of a woman in Hollywood, because it's based on their mom.
Yeah.
A woman in Hollywood whose husband leaves her after she turns 40 and their kids are... You know, teenagers, leaves it for a younger woman, and he made all the money, and, you know, so she gets her kids into acting.
Yeah.
It was good. It was 70s,
yeah.
Great clothing.
It should have been on Bravo. It would have done so well. I think the big thing this week I took away from The Real Housewives, if they're... like bubble of white privilege is beyond what I've seen anywhere else.
Yeah.
To a level where I almost texted you going, this is really hard to watch. Like Ramona and Luann and Sutton.
Oh my gosh.
Hearing the things that the way they think, their mind are,
so
how much
clueless.
How they have privilege and what a bubble they have been in.
Yeah, I don't like that the heavy lifting has to be done by the women of color.
I don't either.
Please.
It makes me, I go back and forth where I go, maybe I need to watch this, maybe I don't need to watch it. But I think there is an aspect of you watch it and you go, okay, I understand a little bit more of like the people who aren't, it's not clicking for them. And it's not clicking for Ramona to tell Ebony that she has to teach her.
Oh,
and Ebony said, that's not my job to teach you.
But it's just showing, once again, like 3 years ago, they should have got rid of Ramona.
I know.
I mean, Ramona has been stale breadcrumbs for a long time on that show. It's been same. It's making me to the point where I feel bad for her because I'm just like, she's just so clueless.
And
she's not going to ever get it.
And Sutton is having
a terrible second year on the show.
And you know what? It's infamous for people showing they're crazy on their second.
Because Lee is having it too.
She is. Sutton saying, I don't see color is like one of those things you go, 10 years ago, that would have flied as like a thing to say. But now, she got called out where she was told, that's convenient for you. You can say that because why would you deal with it?
You don't have to.
And
it was
so poignant. And I was like, yes. So I keep going back. Of course, I'm never going to stop watching Bravo.
Yeah.
I'm never going to stop watching The Real Housewives. But they need to penetrate and hold those people accountable on the reunion 1,000%.
Maybe they will. And just remember, it is, we're seeing pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, so all of this was filmed during COVID.
It's something to be said
so
for
there
sure.
There is like all of you got that, and you're like, ugh, you gotta relive it there. All right, listen, we gotta go, Brittany.
Oh, I love talking Real Housewives with you.
It is time for your random thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Brittany's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random.
It's just
That's
random.
That's all it is. Random.
All right, let's get to it. My first one, we already talked about BTS. We got their McDonald's meals coming in. In Indonesia, branches forced to shut down due to high orders. Indonesia is huge following of BTS there. I'm just going to show you this photo of people flocking.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was wild. So that would be the big, they had to shut it down because it was just so wild. And to find out from Rocco's son, Bruno doing the hard investigative reporting,
right,
that there's not even an object
Right.
It's just
a pin, a patch.
There's no proof you even ate it.
Right.
Well, here's the other thing, and I didn't do the research, but it's a 10-piece chicken McNugget.
Solid.
With the fries and a soda. But the nuggets come with two sauces. One they say is Cajun, which seems like a weird choice, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is like a sweet chili, which seems like the right choice for, you know, Korean food. But yeah, what's with Cade? I wonder what that's about.
I don't know.
Maybe I thought maybe there was like a, you know, like there would be something in there, a keychain,
anything, right? Like a little
something,
flyer says BTS. Thank you for eating these nuggies. When's the last time you had a chicken nugget in general?
I try to avoid them, especially once I discovered good chicken tenders like Raising Cane's and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had a chicken McNugget, to tell you the truth.
What?
Yeah.
You're so Gucci.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I expect my Lori to say something like that. Okay, so this young lady, she creates fetish content. It's her job. It's what she does. She lives by it. Her name is Sydney Jo. Her big niche is she gets stuck in things, and then her viewers watch her get unstuck.
Oh, like, give me an example of where she could get stuck, like a small tire?
Yeah, like... Like, maybe like in a sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
And the example that I'm going to give you is the one that she got real stuck in was a folding chair. She was in this folding chair for her viewers.
She's not naked. I'm surprised.
No. That's the crazy thing about this is she's fully clothed, stuck. They just like watching her struggle and get out of it. It's a whole thing.
I want to get a channel of people getting in and out of Spanx and Skims and things like that.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is so funny. So, Lori, I don't think I've ever taken off tights in front of somebody until I got married, and it was not by choice. Like, putting on or off tights, you can't do it hot.
No, you can't. Very impossible.
You're the most vulnerable you've ever been in your life. Okay, so Miss Sydney Jo... She actually ended up having to call 911 because after 30 minutes, she realized she was really, really stuck. And
in her camp chair.
In her folding chair.
Did she put her legs through like the, where like the seat kind of was, where there's a little opening.
It's right below the seat. So
and
it's
so
actually
the back
legs.
Is kind of up on her back and she's walking around basically with the chair stuck to her ass.
And so she realized that. So she had to call 911 and on her live stream, they had to bring the jaws of life in to cut her out. And I thought to myself, is it real? Is it fake? No, I mean, because that gives you a lot of great attention, right?
Maybe she's looking for new subscribers.
Right, because her TikTok has more than 7 million views.
What?
Her getting stuck in this.
My goodness, who knew that people liked watching people get unstuck?
That's what really I wanted to bring to the surface. I don't know if the underbelly needs this to be a rise, but...
Well, I know the cake.
And it's weird that there's no sex involved.
No.
None. It's like the cake splusher. There's a name for the people who sit in cakes.
Yeah.
Naked.
I know.
There's
or not
name.
Even naked. Sometimes they're just in swimming suits and like.
Or yes. They are. But, and then they're eating, that's called something. And I was like, well, as my one aunt would say now.
Like there, I think the more you find out, did you know so many YouTubers won't show their feet because it's such a huge fetish for people. So they'll like do everything, like leaving a room, they'll like crawl to the ground to avoid showing their feet because there's so many that are not sex based. They're just
for sure.
Yeah.
So much of that ASMR stuff, I'm sure people find sexy, you know. Exactly. Some guy out there right now is like, oh, Lori's rubbing paper.
Finally, I've been listening for an hour. Finally got the good stuff. You're welcome.
I will say about the toe thing.
Okay.
I'm making a toe confession here, Brittany. So when Prince Harry and Meghan, they released that photo of her being pregnant. She's in a flower dress laying with her head in his lap and his one leg is bent and one leg is stretched forward and they're outside in some pretty Montecito spot in their backyard. It's a black and white photo. Maybe you can look at it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
When you look at that photo, I bet you don't go right to Harry's big toe like I do, but every time I longingly look at the back of his toe and wish I could see the front.
What? This was a confession.
You know, it's Pride Month. Let's just all embrace our sexuality.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you my...
I just, every time I look at that, I just think, God, what a nice looking...
That is so funny. Harry, yeah. You want to, give me more. That is so funny to think about.
But do you see?
I mean,
see how attractive that foot looks?
I don't mad at it. Like, I'm not anti-foot.
I know, but do you see the nice big shape of his big toe and everything?
Wow. So okay. What picture is this?
Just put it up to the YouTube.
Harry and Meghan baby announcement picture. It's, Okay, so I have a confession then.
Yeah.
My husband, he plays softball and he wears, shorts that are, a little above the knee, but he wears these tube socks.
Oh, I love a tube sock.
Like, I went to his game Wednesday.
And you saw him in it.
And he got these new red Adidas up to the knee tube socks. And the way he makes his legs look, I'm not going to say we made a child Wednesday night, but right. I'm not saying we did it.
One of the first times you came in here with me, Brittany, you wore some tube sock looking leggings or something.
What can I say?
It's shades of cheerleaders everywhere.
Me and my husband, the one thing we got legs.
Yeah,
that's all we got.
Legs for days. And Harry's got a big, big toe.
So your point is you wish you could see, you're seeing the bottom, you'd rather see the top?
I want to see the top.
He wants to see it all.
I want to
see his cuticles.
I want to see the whole foot. Okay.
All right. We're learning a lot here in Pride Month.
All right, Holly.
All right. Here we are.
Do you have thoughts on Harry's feet or toes?
Well, who? Wait, Harry who?
The prince.
The prince?
The only Harry that matters.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a song that has a real good chance to be one of the jams of the summer. That's Lorde, Solar Power. This is her first new song in 3 years.
I know. You played it for me, and I just love it.
And we posted the video.
It's so good.
So good. It's really quite fun. There is already a little bit of a controversy with Solar Power, but I don't mind the controversy. It'll be good for both songs. It doesn't take away from anything, but people are like, hey, that sounds like Freedom 90.
Yeah.
The George Michael song.
Which we listened, we both agreed, but we're both chill with it.
Yeah. Rocco, what did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I'm ready for some more Lorde. I never really, other than Royals, I haven't really...
Green Lights?
I haven't really... none of the other Lorde songs have seduced me, but I'm willing to be seduced by Lorde.
Yeah, you should take a listen to Green Light.
That one's cute.
Again, that's a good song. She was really great in concert. I saw her at the Excel when she came here, and I thought the only song I knew was I thought, okay, I'm going to know two songs, but I actually did know more songs, and she was mesmerizing.
Costume-wise, what was she wearing?
She was just wearing regular clothes, I feel like.
Yeah, it's weird. This Solar Power video that you showed me before the show, it felt like I'd never seen her wear something that was kind of pop star-y.
Yes, and she's on a beautiful beach, and it's kind of, I don't know, I liked it. So it's a good song. It's a boppy summer jam, and it does sound like a little bit like Freedom 90, but, them play that song again, too, because that's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so Migos has a new song out. It's called Avalanche. You're going to have to listen to that on your own time. Doja Cat. You need to get a clean version. It's called Need to Know. You got to listen to that on your own. The one I really wanted to play, but you must watch the video. It's epic, and it's Megan Thee Stallion. We'll just bleep, we'll call it. We can't even say the name.
Yeah.
But it's very explicit, but the song, the video is fantastic. Megan Thee Stallion is giving us on the heels of 1 year after WAP, giving us another empowering female
love. We need it for Hot Girl Summer.
Yes.
We need it for Hot Girl Summer. Hot Vax
Girl Summer, yes. Whatever it is. So anyway, listen to that. But I was just, the video is epic. So really good. So the next song we're going to listen to, and this explains why he's been working out in Hawaii with kettlebells, and Holly posted it for us. Maroon 5's got a new song out.
I know, and I've seen him in concert.
The whole album out.
Yeah, the whole album is out, excuse me, but they've been, you know, we've got him
posting
in his kettlebell.
Yeah.
Staying at a golf course and resort in Maui, which I just don't approve of. But anyway, that's just me.
Rocco, she said the coolest thing I ever heard. She's like, I kind of looked down at him because he was, you know, in Hawaii on a golf course to me. And I was like, I don't have any thing to say to that. And yeah. She's like, Brittany, you would stay on the ocean.
Ocean.
I'm like, that's
front.
The most Lori thing a person can say. Like,
anyway, he looks cute.
He looks cute.
Here's the song. It's called Lost.
Appeal.
Let me see if you like this better, because it's from the same album, and it's it involves Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
So I'm going to fast forward to the hook here. But this is Maroon 5 and Stevie Nicks called Remedy.
I like it.
I'm
it's
into
kinda
that.
More fun.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I kind of like their voices together. Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. Okay, good one. What's that called, Rocco?
That's Remedy.
Remedy. Okay, by Maroon 5. There you go. Okay, so this, do you know Grace Gousted?
Not off the top of my head.
Not off the top. Rocco?
Yeah, I've never heard that name either.
Okay, well, the song is called Creature. Sure, let's take a listen.
All right, I'm going to fast forward to this hook right around here.
That's super fun.
Yeah, the video is really fun. It's Grace Gousted. The song is called Creature, but I was just like, okay, that is a dance jam
that's
that we can get up on. Okay, here's Jesse J. The video is Jesse J just driving in a convertible, singing the song, and the song is called I Want Love.
Sleep on Jesse J.
No.
He's not in the headlines as much, but she always comes out. You're like, that's great.
Yeah, so I really like that one, too. And then I did have to get a dreamy ballad for Julia, even though she's not here today.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want her to...
She's listening.
In case she's listening. This is James Arthur, and this song is called September.
Sometimes you get a little bit jaded.
It's not bad, but a part of me wants to say, open your mouth more.
Yeah, mumbles.
Yes.
Mumbles.
Yeah, anyway. I hear that.
Yeah, but anyway. So, okay, so maybe that is a dreamy ballad Julia isn't going to like because she's a fan of enunciation.
Oh, well, then there you go. Not for herself, but for others.
That kind of reminds me of the tattoo face guy that she likes, though.
Post Malone?
Yeah, is it right? Am I right that that's similar delivery or no?
For his Post Malone, you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, sometimes it talks like this.
Do you remember when Kanye West did The Wire? To this day, when I hear mumbly singing, I think about him going, I'm doing it to The Wire.
Yeah.
I ensure for dessert. Make pancakes. I just sip the scissor. That's the first Kanye song I ever
heard
and loved, I think.
It's good. And it had the backstory of knowing that his mouth is like that. It's
funny.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, I bet, I don't know, I would love to hear if Kanye got together with any of the exes of any of the, you know, like that, what they say about, like, trying to, you know,
keep that circus going.
Well, and just like the, and you marry into a family like that, you're like, you're married to all the sisters.
I know. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, what sucks is like,
but they never seemed like a match to me. I never understood either one of, they seemed so opposite of each other.
Yeah.
Because when he's on fire, he is so good.
Oh,
he's just a genius, just painting with sonic.
College Dropout is still one of my favorite albums in the world. Like there is not a bad song on College Dropout, and in the even the jokes he does, these skits in between the songs, they're amazing.
Yeah,
and
so they always seemed like an odd couple to me. Like they just didn't seem like they would really fit.
Didn't it seem like she would do anything for cash? And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I think I would too, right? Like if we got sponsored by like get rid of your beard, I'd say, get rid of your beard.
Okay.
And I'd go.
Right.
But like I agree. I'm with her. And he seems like he will always eventually get bored of something and push back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that combo never worked out.
I think, right.
Yeah.
And get therapy, Kanye, about your mom.
I know.
only because I think he really does feel guilty about, like, her death.
I mean, I think that is, I mean, his mom was a big part of his stability and that being gone.
Rocco, you know the story that he wanted, okay, no one in California would do plastic surgery on Kanye's mom because of high blood pressure and...
Yeah. A lot of complications.
She had complications that made surgery very risky. So, you know, he paid for her to go to Brazil and get surgery.
Okay, yeah, I guess I missed that.
And she died from the results of the surgery. The very reason
and
why.
And they were so close.
They were so close. So I think he's always like, I mean, that would be heavy stuff to deal with.
I think.
You were trying to give your mom this gift.
I think that.
And then the gift ended up killing her. Oh.
I know. Like, you think about that. And it just, like, breaks your heart. And then, like, I do think there was the idea of him and Kim was real. Like, and obviously, like, I think, I hate when they say, like, things didn't work because it did work, right? They have all these beautiful kids. They had something that was beautiful.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know. You know, remember, if you look at all that, he spent the whole year, basically, that North, I mean, you know, he lived in Paris. I mean, they've never really been together. It's more like been a fantasy kind of a thing.
I mean, he was obviously seduced by her, you know, unbelievable body and beautiful face. But that comes with all that.
I know.
Baggage of her mom and the fame and hunting.
And the filming. Yeah. The filming. And his scenes were pretty painful. Anything he was involved in, it did not look like he wanted to be there. He was always kind of like hiding somewhere. And then like they did that one thing with the dictionary where he's like, everybody look up a word in the dictionary. And it was just like, this is so painful. Like, this isn't you.
I know. All right, listen, we got to go. We're done with our music.
Good job. I'm keeping this list.
And the In the Heights soundtrack is out today.
Okay,
so
good to know.
All that
good
music is available. When we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Well, Brittany, I want to know what do you make of Kanye unfollowing all of the Kardashians on Twitter, but yet continuing to follow one person on Insta, Kim?
You know, I think this actually, okay, so I think that, like, is probably something in his mind he forgot a little bit about until the birthday wishes came in. And I think it was one of those things where he's like, oh, yeah, like, I can, it's almost showing a sign, like, I don't need you to pretend like we're a thing. But I do think there's something to be said about him keeping the Kim, because they are going to raise children together.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really...
But he unfollowed Kim on Twitter, but not on Insta.
Well, that shows you that he'd rather see her than hear her, right?
True.
And I think, like, with the kid photos back and forth,
yeah.
I think there is something kind of nice about that. It shows more priority than anything. Like, you know, he doesn't need the extra drama, but he'll keep a good, at least save face in some ways for Kim.
She's probably so relieved he has a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. With that amount that when you watch her this season, too, you can just see.
She's over it.
She's done.
She's been over it.
Anybody who's been in an unhealthy relationship, even if you don't want it to end, once it ends, you will realize
so relieved.
You're so happy. You're like, oh my God, my life is so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I feel like she's got a guy waiting in the wings.
Oh my God.
Roll out.
Yes.
And, you know, but maybe, I don't know, maybe she really doesn't, because first of all, she does seem to be the primary caretaker of those kids.
Yeah, okay, so I know she has a lot going on, but, like, in your mind...
And she's been studying for the bar, so would she really have time? Does she have a guy waiting in the wings?
I don't know, that's a great question. I do think, if I think about her perfect man, I think it is somebody vastly wealthy, or successful, but not somebody who's in the entertainment industry at all. Somebody who can literally... She'll be the one in the entertainment industry.
Here's my Hollywood speak for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She should date herself, and she should date herself for 2 years.
Yeah. But she also gets some stuff on the side, right?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Have a lover.
Yeah.
You know, have somebody that you can meet at the... at the the Hotel Bel Air and have a nice discreet suite.
Love that.
You know, do have that, but like date herself and find out, because she has been a man bouncer, and many of us do this, or you bounce from women. People do this. It's nice to have a nice place to land. You know? And so it's easy to do. And if you're rich and beautiful, or you're a woman, or whatever that your superpower might be, or whatever it is, you can get somebody.
Yeah.
But do you get yourself, like, have you figured yourself out yet? That's what she needs to do.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I think you're so spot on. I think you're right. When you start thinking about the idea, even like what her marriage is, how quickly she got married to both people, or to all three, all in all, but.
And their first marriage was at 19. So really, she has been in wifey mode when it comes to men since she was 19. And her mom was a very liberal mom, I would just say, compared to like me or any of my girlfriend's parents. None of us would have been allowed at 14 to date a 19-year-old guy.
No.
But they were... they were okay with that. That was like acceptable in their family and stuff. So to me, that's like been a thing. There's a lot of emphasis has been put on.
And she really,
who you are as far as having a partner.
As somebody, I mean, obviously I'm going to school for nursing, not being a lawyer and taking a baby bar. The idea of her balancing school and all the things she's balancing,
and getting divorced.
And getting divorced. And all the drama of the divorce. Like, it's not just a normal divorce. You're constantly dealing with this stuff. You would be doing yourself such a service if you took time out and just be super selfish for yourself.
Yes.
Love that.
Okay, good.
Let's do that. Hey, Kim, do that.
Here's one. Jennifer Garner does not want to get involved with Ben and J-Lo's situation. And I'm like, no crap, Us Weekly.
Jennifer, who?
Who?
There's only one Jennifer in this story. I'm sorry.
Oh, and gosh, Star Magazine had a hysterical story claiming that the Affleck's kids know who Jennifer Lopez is because Violet and Serafina love to watch rom-coms and quote-unquote really like The Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
And I think Jennifer Garner is shielding her kids from any of the... She's
trying to.
She's a wait-and-see approach because what? She knows her ex well.
I was just going to say, oh my God, if you're thinking about how chaotic... Remember how when they were together and he was really into gambling, drinking, and all that stuff? And she's just, I think, all in all, wouldn't you just think she's just thankful that's not her problem anymore?
Yes.
And it's her, the father of her children.
Yeah, but...
but he can still be all that. Luckily...
She's basically said to him, you're not bringing the kids over to J-Lo for a barbecue anytime soon. You just go ahead and be lovers.
I know.
And be lovers, Ben.
I know. And it's a kind of something that's afforded to men a lot easier than women.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot more judgment if it was her.
But I think J-Lo is kind of okay with him not bringing the kids over because she and, that was one thing by all accounts that her daughters were close with A-Rod's daughters.
It got messy.
And it got messy and all of that. So she's not in any hurry.
No, not at all. But I just mean like there is something that's kind of lovely when we say that about Ben. And maybe we are now saying it about women a little bit more, but like Jennifer Garner, I don't know if she would be afforded the same, but you're right. Cause it is for J-Lo. So maybe it is the idea that we're a little bit better with men and women both being like, go have your thing. You don't have to involve the kids.
I am always advocating for that. And I just think, that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking as like, my parents were like, 36 or 37 when they got divorced. So I felt so dragged into all their romance stuff. And if they had kids and having to meet it, and we hated it.
Yeah.
We just didn't need to. There was really no reason to be involved. Just go and do your love thing.
Yeah.
And come and be mom or dad with me later.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt about it.
Different facets to your life. Great.
Great. Okay, here's another little a little nutmeg for you.
Yummy.
The Witcher season 2, the trailer is here. We posted the story in Rocco.
Yes.
The thing that's missing in the story is, when is the Witcher coming back? So we get all excited, see the trailer.
I know. I was scouring the web trying to find it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a bad Googler.
No, you can't find it. We're going to see more of Geralt of Riva, and it looks like it's about the girl, you know, the ward, Freya.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
Siri,
yeah.
Or Siri. Did you ever watch The Witcher, Rocco?
I did not.
Oh.
It's everything.
It was so good. That was one of our early pandemic watches.
You and I were very into that. It's kind of like the Bridgerton.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Bridgerton meets Game of Thrones
It was everything, but it was also funny too. Like, it had such funny little lines, and his relationship with his horse was everything, because he was just so, like, always arguing.
It's a fantasy.
Love it.
It was very good. But anyway, the Hollywood speak on that is some dumb PR from the Witcher people, that they make a big deal about releasing their trailer and then make it so hard for everyone to find out when does it drop.
Netflix.
And Wikipedia says late 2021.
See, they just don't know. So they're just getting us excited for nothing, Brittany. That's what the Hollywood speak on that.
Story of my life.
I know.
We'll have to talk about the Hacks finale. You didn't watch it, did you?
Didn't watch it yet, though, Rocco. Was
it great?
Next week,
it was super great.
Oh, good to hear.
Okay, we got to go. All right.